WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Sharon Stone's breakthrough movie Basic Instinct opened last year, her name wasn't even on the posters. In her new film Sliver, she has top billing. Sliver, like Basic Instinct, was written by Joe Esterhaas, who based his screenplay on a novel by Ira Levin. Pinch-hitting movie critic Kevin Whitehead says that for Stone, this high-rise thriller is no step up.
First off, let me own up, I liked Basic Instinct, which critic Chuck Stevens ID'd as the lost, X-rated Streets of San Francisco episode. Its saving grace was the maligned Sharon Stone, whose molten sexual presence gave it whatever credibility it had. Before that, in Total Recall, she was just a bimbo Schwarzenegger blew away with a gun and a punchline. Now, Stone is a top-billed star. And she wants to show us that the sexpot thing is just acting by not playing one in Sliver. It's a dubious career move. Stone plays Carly Norris, a divorce-scarred Manhattan book editor with mousy hair and a sleepwalker's distant voice. She's just moved into the chic Sliver building in Midtown. But there's something a little funny about the place, as she begins to find out from a slightly creepy neighbor, played by veteran actor Keane Curtis.
You just really, well, you look like someone.
Someone you like or someone you dislike?
Oh, no, I liked her a lot. What's really strange is she was in 20B as well. Naomi Singer.
When did she move?
Well, she didn't. She jumped out the window.
When Carly moves in, she's withdrawn from life and from men. She gets her big thrills from putting golf balls into a coffee mug on the carpet. Hey, I wonder if that's symbolic. Now, a sexually repressed Sharon Stone makes about as much sense as having Keane Curtis do a nude scene, which he does. Anyway, Carly starts to feel like she's being watched, and in fact, every inch of the building is monitored by hidden video cameras. But who's watching? The janitor who futzes with the lobby security camera? Keane Curtis, who teaches an NYU course called The Psychology of the Lens? Or is it one of the two guys coming on to her? Zeke, the computer ace played by William Baldwin, or Tom Berenger's Jack, a breezy but overbearing investigative journalist? We find out pretty quick, but it's not clear if the voyeur is the killer. Even so, the real mystery is, if the building's full of high-tech electronics, why do the lights keep flickering like the place was wired by someone's brother-in-law? The whole movie's sort of an exercise in dysfunctional mechanics. Director Philip Noyce never gives the audience a jolt. A woman enters a dark stairwell, and you know she's going to get killed. Brian De Palma could milk this for 5 minutes easy. Here it's like, who cares? People talk dirty or they flash their butts, and Carly gets over her fear of sex after 20 seconds of strenuous acting, but it's all pretty unsexy. Sliver keeps missing its opportunities. In one scene, Zeke takes Carly to a swank restaurant and bullies her into letting him see her panties. For a second, it looks like a sly critique of Stone's most notorious scene in Basic Instinct, but this movie doesn't have that much wit. The scene finally settles for naughty laughs. In the home stretch, this video-obsessed film becomes another big-screen indictment of watching television and half-heartedly deals with the moral implications of voyeurism, sort of a Rear Window remade by the Super Mario Brothers. It's like someone thought the movie can't have soul because video isn't supposed to. A final plot twist makes it all even less satisfying. Labored as the movie is, you realize you've been giving it too much credit. There's not a lot to Sliver, and what there is ain't too sharp.
Kevin Whitehead is a critic and record annotator based in New York. Stephen Schiff returns from the Cannes Film Festival next week.